G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 12. I'm John Barker. Joining me is Carl Diorio. Joel Marshall, a bit flat out to be doing it today, but I have got most of Joel's tips that I will be able to relate throughout the podcast. Carl, a big weekend of racing around Australia. I know we always say it, but this weekend it's certainly true. We've got Super Saturday at Flemington. We have got Coolmore Classic Day at Rose Hill, and then we kick on through various country cups and boots through to Monday, Adelaide Cup Day. So a really big one. Which one race is your highlight?
Australian Cup. I just really keen to see how Ivanhoe. Big fan of this horse and the way he's come back, and I'm looking for redemption on Bow Creek, so that's probably the one race I'm really looking forward to.
All right, well, a bit of a spoiler alert there for your selections in that race, but we will start at Flemington, take you through right through the nine-race program. It's all black type. We start with race one, TBV Thoroughbred Breeders' Stakes, two-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres at Group 3 level.
This race I've gone with five Soviet Secret on top, runner-up at both starts. I really like that Merson Cooper run where it was nailed on the line by Jackson, and the Inglis Classic run wasn't without any... It wasn't a disgrace there either, beating the narrow margin by the Honest Twist Top. So I've got it on top from three, Zam Zam, who was a big improver in the Blue Diamond, finishing third with the blinkers on. Third, number six, which is Emphatically, who's been consistent all the way through her two-year-old season without winning. And fourth, I've put in number one, Concealer, who was disappointing in the Blue Diamond, but you've got to include on those two previous efforts.
Yeah, three Zam Zam for me. The two that finished ahead of her are just about going to be very hard to knock off in the Golden Slipper. And that looks pretty good form for this to beat two Selenia, nine Meridian Star and one Concealer. Race two at Flemington on Saturday, MSS Security Size Produce Stakes over 1,400 metres for two-year-olds of either gender.
I've gone with Jackson on top here, number two. As I alluded to earlier, it won the Merson Cooper on debut, and then ran sixth in the Inglis Nursery and third in the Talon Dirt when resuming last time. That was a really good run in the Talon Dirt. It was back in the field. It was on that inside division, which was slower. Of course, Wedley charged home down the outside rail, and Jackson from well back in the field against the tempo sizzled home into third. That was an excellent run. The extra distance is ideal. It really does look the one to beat. From five, Seabirch, who got home nicely behind Revolving Door last time at Sandown Hillside. The tempo was against it, but I think it can turn the tables on Revolving Door, who have slotted in for fourth. And splitting those is number three, Detective, who has been runner-up at all three starts. The Sydney form is quite positive. The last two runs have been behind French Fern and Kiss and Make Up. Both those two horses booked their places into the Golden Slipper by winning group races at Randwick last Saturday. 2, 5, 3, and 4 in race two.
And the first second that Detective Notch was behind Capitalist, was it not?
Who, that's right, the favourite.
Raging favourite until last week. Not still favourite, is it, Capitalist, for the Golden Slipper?
Don't believe so, but he'd be up there.
I'm with Hot Dip, the Tasmanian, just been donkey-licking them down there, and interesting to see what she can do against the mainland horses. As we speak, Carl, it's, we're getting probably the first real dose of rain that Melbourne has had throughout the year, but I'm still not thinking it's going to start any worse than good four. It's supposed to be 30 again on Friday. Possibility of a shower, but I'd be surprised if it started as soft. If it did, it wouldn't be any problem for Hot Dip, but Hot Dip's only start on a good track, won by 8 lengths. So Hot Dip to beat Detective, who does bring that good Sydney form. Power Trip number one for third, and Jackson number two for fourth. Race three at Flemington on Saturday, Goodwood Racecourse Trophy for three-year-olds over 1,100 metres, a listed race.
Gone with nine Super Cash on top, resumed by finishing third in the Typhoon Tracy. That race was won by Almighty Girl, who shows plenty of promise. And the runner-up there was Secret Agenda, who goes okay as well. Super Cash got back in the field, turned into a sprint home, and I like the way she closed off from a midfield position to run into third. And that run down the straight behind Petite Valou, that was in a really fast run race, and her effort to charge home into second just shows that she can run home off a strong gallop if they do go hard in this race. So I've got nine on top on an each-way basis, ahead of two, which is Brockoff, who was just narrowly denied by Santa Ana Lane in the Zetative. Third, I've got the other Zetative place getter, which is number Sorry, I've got Bassett in for fourth, and splitting those is Stellar Collision number four. So I've gone 9, 2, 4, and 1.
Yeah, number four, Stellar Collision for me, obviously needs to step up in grade, but fairly impressive, albeit narrow winner. First up, got some decent scalps in the previous campaign, and just thought Stellar Collision could keep stepping up. Grey Street, who ran second to Stellar Collision last time, and does get a weight turnaround for second, and Brockhoff third, Bassett fourth, 4-7-2-1 for me. Race four at Flemington, Incognitus Blamey Stakes, 1600 metre Group 2 event.
Yeah, Blamey Stakes, a bit low on depth maybe this year, but I think the Darren Weir runners have it between them, Trustin Augusta and Stratham Star. Just went with Stratham Star on the basis that, again, he draws more favourably compared to Trustin Augusta, and he just missed out on the futurity with that soft trailing run, and he might just happen to enjoy that nice soft trailing run again and be hard to hold out from one Trustin Augusta, who again draws a wide barrier. Always a bit of a worry as well. How many gut busters can they have in a campaign before they just put in that really bad effort? And there has been a rider change with Brad Willer replaced for Damien Lane here. Third, number five, the United States, who were resumed with a really nice effort off a fast speed in that Futurity Stakes, will no doubt get better as he steps up in further distance, 2000 and beyond. And fourth, number 10, He or She, who drops back in distance on the Emirates Stakes run. He's certainly in the mix, but that Peter Young effort last time was a little bit plain, but hard to find a fourth selection here. I've gone 2, 1, 5 and 10.
Yeah, look, I agree, same numbers, and I agree that he or she was the one that I ended up with just searching around for a fourth selection, but I think the other three are certainly the main players, and I have gone for the United States on top after that eye-catching Futurity run first up, so the punters can probably steer clear of that, because I just can't catch these Hickmott horses, but Hickmott stroke Williams. And then the two Darren Weir runners are the other major players. So five, the United States to beat, two, Stratum Star, one, Trustin Augusta, and 10, He or She for me. Race five at Flemington on Saturday, TAB CUNY Stakes, over 1,400 metres for three-year-old fillies at level weights.
Keen on leather, number 16 on an each-way basis. Just really, really forgetful run in the Angus Armanasco, maybe not forgetful if you're back to the odds, because it was a nightmare. It just travelled sweetly in the run, was in the right spot. Opie Bossom just perhaps fell asleep at the wrong time, didn't pull out in front of Pasadena Girl, and was kept in the pocket all the way up the straight. It was painful, painful viewing. If it got clear, I've got no doubt that she would have gone close to winning, and I think with even luck here, she can turn the tables on that Catch a Fire and be the pretty handy lot of fillies here. So I've got her on top from two, Don't Doubt Mama, who was really good in the vanity. It was a clever ride from Dwayne Dunn. First up, 1,400. She was a little bit underdone, but strong through the line, courtesy of that clever ride. Has his work cut out from the wide barrier here. Third, number three, Badawiya, who's first up from a spell over the 1,400. She's a class filly, will only get better over a touch further. And for fourth, number 14, which is Daniela Rosa. I know the stable had a nice opinion of this filly, and they expected to go to Bendigo on debut and win, and they bumped into Golden Spin. But they've won their next two starts, and she looks a filly with a bit of upside. Interesting race, chances don't end there. 16, 2, 3, and 14.
Yeah, well, I hope they don't in there, because my best of the day is number one, Pasadena Girl. Very good first up, and very much suited by the level weights of this, I think. And also my fun fact for the CUNY Stakes, 12 of the past 18 winners have carried Saddlecloth 1 or 2. So in this case, that is Pasadena Girl. And one of your selections, Don't Doubt Mama, who's also one of mine. But after Pasadena Girl, I do like Badawiya first up here, number 3. Number four, Catch a Fire, will find this tougher, but can't be left out. And two, Don't Doubt Mama. So I've got the top four, not in order. I've got 1, 3, 4, and 2, which I often do like to do in these level weights races, because they are the best qualified. Race six is the first of the really big ones, first leg of the quaddie as well. Lexus Newmarket Handicap, over 1,200 metres at Group 1 level, worth $1.25 million, Carl.
Just think Delectation, number 2, represents the each-way value here. Chautauqua was obviously the one to beat, deserves to be favourite, and is going to be awfully hard to beat. But Delectation beat him at Wait for Age down the straight in the spring in the Darley Classic, and thought the first up run the Lightning was good. He was run off his legs just a wee bit when the sprint went on over 1,000 metres, and the extra distance will absolutely suit him. And at 10-1, I think he's a great price to beat number one Chautauqua. For third, number 10 Counterattack, who just has a little bit of the X factor about him. Probably on par with Japonisma, I should say, in the spring. And I just think perhaps just down in the weights might run a cheeky race. And for fourth, number 8, the Quarterback, who'll probably follow Delectation and Chautauqua into the race. Probably won't overrun them, but I can see him running a really nice third or fourth. 2, 1, 10, and 8.
Yeah, look, I'm with Chautauqua. Well weighted. I think $2.80 is short enough the way he races. He's not exactly bomb-proof, although he's got the great record. He is the best horse in the race. He is not badly weighted. And, look, in recent years, the ones up the top have been winning this race fairly frequently. 9 of the past 12 have carried saddle gloss 1, 2 or 3, although that certainly fits with Delectation as well, who I've got in for 4th. I've got Counterattack 2nd and Japonisme. You're saying, is that that's how it's pronounced? You're fairly Japonisme, confident. Japonisme it is then. 1, 10, 6, and 2 for me. Race 7 is the Australian Cup, and that is worth $1.5 million, 2,000 metres at Wait for Age. And I've written in Best Bets this week, Carl, decades ago, in the past 30 years, just some of the really biggest names of Australian racing of the era were winning this race, but not so much since Maccabi Diva won it in 2005. In fact, since then, 7 of the 10 winners haven't won another race. So it has been a bit of a kiss of death, but you're pretty keen on a couple of imports, and indeed the three of the last 4 winners have been bred in the Northern Hemisphere, and I take it you're with one of those, or possibly 2 of them.
Yeah, Ivanhoe on top of mine. I just think he was ready to go and read the win in the Peter Young. It was just quite unfortunate they drew barrier 1. He had leaders back, but then Mourinho worked across from his wide barrier, put it back 3 back the rail. Ben Mellon was in 2 minds whether to come off the fence and give the horse clear galloping room or ride for a bit of luck on the rail, and he just kind of got in 2 minds, and the gaps never appeared, and he went to the line largely untested. It was painful viewing. Bow Creek took the run up the inside from behind our Ivanhoe, went past it and won. I think if our Ivanhoe got the gap first, I've got no doubt Bow Creek wouldn't have run past him. The extra 200 metres actually I think works in our Ivanhoe's favour. A lot of people presume Bow Creek's going to run out the 2,000 here. He has been placed over 2,100 in the UK at Chester, but not entirely convinced that he'll run out 2,000 until he does it. So I've got our Ivanhoe on top. Rising Romance in for 2nd. I thought he's running the CF4 and the Peter Young. Both runs have been really good this campaign. He was 2nd in the McKinnon, and if it wasn't that horribly biased track, maybe he would have, well, probably would have beaten Gallo Chop, who fought back on the fence. 3rd, I am putting in number 6, Bow Creek, and for 4th, number 1, Happy Trails.
All right, well, I probably foolishly have left out our Ivanhoe completely. I'm with Preferment, who was very good. First up behind Winx, is going to eat up the 2,000 metres. Loves Flemington. Won the Derby here, won the Turnbull here over this distance, and should go pretty close, I would think, from 6 Bow Creek and the 2 mares, 10 Suavito and 11 Fenway. And I wouldn't rule out the other mare either, Rising Romance, but certainly I'll be putting our Ivanhoe in. No, you can't put them all in, but I will put those 4 or 5 and our Ivanhoe in the quaddie, and hopefully narrow down a few other legs. Although I'm not sure that race 8 is going to be one to narrow down. That's the Schweppervescence Trophy, previously known as the Matron Stakes, 1,600 metres for fillies and mares at Group 3 level.
Yeah, there's 2 schools of thought here. Some people just seem to be of the opinion that Noble Protector is going to come out, return to form and smash them, but yeah, I guess if she doesn't, it's a bit of an open race behind her. I've gone with 6 Metaphorical on top. I think that her recent form's been really nice. Drops back in trip off the freshen. Was a bit unlucky last time at Flemington over the 2,000 metres, but I really take heart from her performance 3 starts ago at Sandown Hillside over 1,400, where she carried 5.5 kilos more than an Afra, and the tempo just really didn't suit Metaphorical, but it was strong through the line in behind Anafra, who on that occasion with 51 kilos had every chance. Now they meet on level weights. Anafra's third favourite. I think Metaphorical's the one that, with experience against males and real quality mares, I think she's the one that can get the job done. From 8, Mossbeat, who's always thereabouts without winning, but the last start run, last Saturday at Flemington was good. For 3rd, number 10, Anafra. And 4th, number 1, Noble Protector. Important note, number 3, Sacred Eye, is going to run in Sydney.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to need another selection because I had Sacred Eye in for second. But I have gone for Noble Protector without a great deal of confidence. More weight than when she won this race last year, and trials haven't been too impressive. But it is the quality runner, I believe. 1, Noble Protector to beat. 2, Miss Rose DeLago. 5, Vitally Importance. And I'll chuck yours on chuck yours in for 4th, Carl, number 6. Metaphorical, 1, 3, 5, and 6, which goes totally against my fast fact, which tells me about this race that 7 of the past 8 runnings and 9 of the past 12 have been won by fillies or mares carrying saddlecloth number 8 or higher. And in 11 of the past 14 years, the winner has finished first or second at her previous run, which only gives us Redison, number 12, fits both those criteria, $21. So if you love your stats, get on. Race 9 finishes us off at Flemington. It is the My Kitchen Rules Stakes, a listed race over 1,400 metres. No Rock Pecker this time. Where are you going?
No, and it's a terrible race in his absence. It's been a long absence for Rock Pecker as well, but I've gone with 8 Yesterday Songs. A bit by default, I've been following him all campaign. I think he's just a few lengths off his best, but this is the acid test because the depth in this race isn't too great. He's down on the minimum. He meets Sweeter's Bro and a few other key rivals better in the weights, and it's time for him to stand up over 1,400 metres, third up at home. So I've got him on top from 6, Jesse Bell, who backs up after running 4th against the mares last Saturday. Held her ground, did as well as she could, given the tempo of the race. For 3rd, number 2, Tried and Tied, who just was outpaced, dropping back to 1,100 metres in the Rubiton, but up to the 1,400 looks suitable. And 4th, number 4, Coronation Chelan. But a terrible race, and I wish it wasn't the League of the Quaddy. I think the CUNY would have been a much, much better race to have in the Quaddy than this one.
CUNY's in your early Quaddy, though. I agree. I scratched around for a winner here, and I ended up with 9, Sweet as Bro, to beat 6, Jesse Bell, 8, Yesterday's Songs, and 4, Coronation Chelan. Well, that wraps up a massive program at Flemington. We've got a fair bit to get through as well at Rose Hill. And we start in the first, the Sky High Stakes, a Group 3 event. Best in value. My best, as I mentioned, was Race 5, number 1, Pasadena Girl. My value, race 9, number 9, Sweet as Bro.
Yeah, I'll make our Ivanhoe the best. And the value, Metaphorical, in the fillies and mares race 8.
Okay, to Rose Hill, where race 1 is the Sky High Stakes, a Group 3 over 2,000 metres.
Yeah, Hartnell on top for me. Will start short, but should be winning from 3, Magic Hurricane, the Stovemate. 2 runs back from a spell. Haven't been fantastic, but not a great deal of depth here. 3rd, number 8, Pemberley, who steps up in class, won 3 of his 4 this campaign. We'll see how he measures up. And for 4th, number 2, Who Shot the Barman, who should be better up in trip.
All right, last chance to get in the Golden Slipper in races 2 and 3. First one is the Colts Division. Race 2, the Cafe Culture Plus In Situ Pango Pango Stakes, 1,200 metres.
Like number 7, Attention, the brother of Flamboyant Lass, just missed the winner on debut. In finishing 2nd, that horse led all the way. Attention got back in the field and hit the line strongly. Look for him running on from the wide barrier from 1, Suchez, 2, Mount Panorama, who's slowly but surely edging closer to a win. And 4th, number 9, the Reverend Demons, who's actually owned by a few important Melbourne Demons individuals, Neil Danaher and Dom McLeod.
Yes, and named after Neil himself, who was known as the Reverend in his coaching days. You will require 3 scratchings inside Attention, Carl, because my fun fact tells me that barriers 4 to 8 have provided 9 of the past 10 Pago Pago Stakes winners. Race 3 is in the, this sad week with the passing of Bede Murray, is the Bede Murray Magic Knight Stakes, the Fillies division over 1,200 metres at Group 2 level.
Omarai Sword here on top for me. I really like that debut win. It got back in this nine-horse field over 1,100 metres at Rose Hill, and it just charged home over the top. The dam was Irish. The dam is Irish Lights, and she won 1,000 guineas. So, and Omarai Sword is by High Chaparral. So everything suggests that the extra step up to 1,200 metres will not be a problem. So I've got it on top from 5 Prompt Response, 2 Calliope, and the fourth, number 16, Lara Pianetta.
All right, and fun fact there, you're pretty safe because no favourite has won the Magic Knight Stakes since Media in 2005. We skip to race 5 next to the black type races, Smooth FM, Morris McCartan Stakes, Group 3 over 1,100.
Interesting race. I've gone with Angels Beach, who showed ability in recent trials. I thought the latest one when third to Counterattack was quite good. It led them up and was held together as Counterattack whizzed past it, but it's attempts to race well first up. It hasn't missed a Quinella position in 6 first up attempts, and I've got it on top from 2 Craftiness, who's just so genuine. 6 wins from 13 starts and 4 seconds among that record. The third, number 5 Alberto Magic, won a Gosford trial by 17 lengths and then won both starts last campaign. He comes into this race with 2 recent trial wins, and for fourth, number 3 Backman, who'll be better over further.
Race 6 at Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday, Celebrations Far Lap Stakes, Group 2 for 3-year-olds over 1,500 metres.
Got a nice opinion of 5-old North, who resumed from a spell carrying 60.5 kilos over 1,400, and he got back in the field and he just crunched them. It was a really impressive win. He'll get up to the 1,500. He meets his own age group again in this Far Lap Stakes, and He has a bit of X factor about him. He might just turn out to be a really good Derby player. I've got him on top from 7 Sacred Eye, who dodges Melbourne for this race. 3rd, number 3, Torgerson, and 4th, number 2, Tatouche.
Race 7 is the big one at Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday. Coolmore Classic, 600,000 for fillies and mares, Group 1, set weights and penalties.
Interesting race. I've gone with Telepathic just on an each way basis. I like the fact that Telepathic is drawn and a good inside barrier with a light weight, and I think she'll chase a fast speed and with an ounce of luck get a nice run through the field and be attacking the line strong late. I was really encouraged by that first up run behind First Seal and the Millie Fox when it pretty much made its run simultaneous with the winner there. Going on top from number 7 Azcadelia, overdue first city win, hard to believe, last time in the mannerism. I think she's the safest bet in the race with just 53 kilos from barrier 4. She's going to be in the finish somewhere. 3rd, number 1, Lucia Valentina, the class runner, and 4th, number 3, Solicit. Worth noting, I've left out the favourite, G's Coney, who, just not sure about her credentials against the older opposition. And John O'Shea's had 9 runners in the Coolmore Classic since 2007, including Steps in Time, who was a dual favourite in this race, and all 9 runners missed a place. And the other thing worth noting is that Typhoon Tracy was the last unbeaten filly to win this race. Before she won the Coolmore Classic as a 3-year-old filly, she had the scalp of beating the older mares at her previous lead-up run. So I think she's got to earn her stripes a bit more, Gisconi.
Race 8 at Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday, Ajax Stakes. Another Group 2 over 1,500, but this one for the Open Age horses.
Cool company, really talented import to the Chris Wallace stable. I think he's got Group 1 potential. He ran the fastest closing sectionals first up over 1,300, rise to 15 right in his favour. I think he can turn the tables on 2 General Leafe, the 3rd, number 6 Rock Sturdy, and 4th, number 4 Good Project.
All right, well, Cool Company's facing an uphill battle because my fast fact tells me that no Ajax Stakes winner has finished worse than 5th at his or her previous run since Galliano in 2001. And my other Ajax Stakes fast fact is that 7 of the past 9 have carried saddlecloth 8 or higher. So Cool Company just missing there. Finally, we won't worry about race 9 because that is not a black type race. So we'll get our best bets and value bets. And I'm alarmed to tell you that Joel Marshall is going head to head against you with your best bet. Yours being race 8, number 7, Cool Company, who we've just discussed. Joel is going for race 8, number 6, Rock Sturdy. Mm. Joel's value bet is race 9, number 10, High Midnight. Yours?
That's a good question.
Race 7, number 8, Telepathic.
There you go.
All right. They are racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday in the lead up to racing on the main track for their main meeting on Monday, Adelaide Cup Day. Carl, your best, race 5, number 4, Dewangsa.
Yeah, nice, lightly raced stayer with a bit of promise. He gets into this race well at the weights. Nissos is the main danger after being a good last start winner, but I just think Jamie Carr aboard can steer Devasinger to victory. And my value bet, Mahani, race 7, number 10. I expected a slightly better price, to be honest, because it is an open race. Mahani, one of many Shadwell runners on the day, Shadwell sponsoring the race meeting, and they're well represented throughout the day, and I think Mahani's the best of their horses.
All right, we head to the Gold Coast for Queensland's Metro meeting on Saturday. Trainers and owners have responded well. Big fields and Joel's best, race 5, number 6, Walhan. His value bet is race 6, number 19, Mark's Legacy for Jason Coyle, but we'll need to get a run third emergency. A few gaps in the jockeys further up suggests ever a chance of getting a run. In Perth this Saturday, they are again racing at Ascot. There is no black type. Joel's best, he comes up in race 5, and that is number 1, Cougar Express, at around about $2.80. For Len Smith, and race 8 is his value bet, number 11, Drive on Ice. Not good advice, I wouldn't have thought, but is the value bet around about $12 in the World Plumbing Day Trophy earlier in the day. On an action-packed weekend, as I mentioned, around Australasia, it's Auckland Cup Day at Ellerslie. Auckland Cup is race 9 over 3,200 metres, and Joel's selection is number 2, Benzini. With Vinnie Colgan aboard, he's going to have some steering to do from barrier 16 of 16 to beat 7 Sacred Master, 4 King Kamada, and 3 Decora. And Benzini is Joel's best at Ellerslie on Saturday. His value bet, race 6, number 8, Saraceno, in one of the other group ones, and that is the Systema Diamond Stakes for 2-year-olds. The third group one on the program is the Bone Crusher New Zealand Stakes, and Joel is with the favourite, number 1, Volk Stock and Barrel, who we're quite familiar with over here. And the other meeting is at Waverley, where Joel's best is race 2, number 1, Caramac, and his value bet, race 6, number 5, Sky Bird. Rightio, nearly out of breath, but we'll continue to press on through Sunday. Mildura, Mildura Cup. Joel's selection, race 7 at Mildura, is number 2, Mr. Backchat for Tony McAvoy. And Stony Creek Cup as well. Conveniently enough, selections by Joel Marshall. And he is with number 3, the Peter Moody trained Pemberley, to make it 4 out of 5 this campaign. Wellington Boot is the feature event at Wellington on Sunday, the Statewide Sheds Wellington Boot Race 7 for 2-year-olds. And the selection here from Winning Post, Alan Pierce, is number 7, Sprite, for Gary Fraser to break through fourth up. We head to Morfordville on Monday, Carl, for the UBet Adelaide Cup. Now, your selections are not in Winning Post, but I'm sure you've had a look at the Adelaide Cup.
I have had a look at the Adelaide Cup. It's going to be awfully hard to beat Sign-Off if he lines up there, but I've just got a feeling that he won't run there, and Real Love will be the beneficiary of his absence due to the compressed weight scale, and under that circumstances, I think it'll be awfully hard to beat. Probably the betting option is to try and find second and third, and I think Swasitalik and Jim's Journey, both two horses that can run a trip, I think they'll run into the placings behind Real Love.
All right, and I've just realised I was delving right back into the past for Lena Smith. That was Lindsay Smith, is it not, the Perth trainer? Now, race 5, TAB CUNY Stakes, is my $20 bet for the weekend, and that is number 1, Pasadena Girl. Carl?
Yeah, our Ivanhoe. Might as well put the neck out. Race 7, number 5 at Flemington, the Australian Cup, 20 to win.
All right, now don't forget to pick up your Winning Post if you haven't already. Plenty of value, all your usual form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, plus A page of Fields and Adelaide Cup form for Morfordville Monday, and also a page for Moonee Valley and a page for the New South Wales meetings. So plenty of value for your $5 in Winning Post this week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.